we wanted to talk about teams we love because we love teams and we know you love teams. But
and it's Valentine's Day this week, Brig.
Oh, yeah.
Did you forget?
I did. But don't worry. I got myself covered like a month ago.
Oh, good.
It's probably like 2 months ago, let's be completely honest. But yeah, because I knew this would happen.
There you go. That's good.
I'd be like,
that's good.
It's Wednesday already? Oh, no. So
anyway. I figured, yeah, we do teams we love because it's Valentine's Day. And also, there we already go. Did teams we hate. So,
well, that's a fact. So Brad has cooked up this idea. He's cooked up some rules. I was unprepared for these rules, and so are you, I'm sure. So Brad's going to tell us what they are.
Okay. So everybody has teams they pull for besides their own. Like, I'm a Mariners fan, obviously. Brig is a Yankees fan, obviously. If you're new to the show, you can see that, and you've heard it already as we talk. But we're allowed to pick other teams to cheer for. But you're not allowed to pick a division rival within these confines of this game. If you do, you're automatically disqualified from being a sports fan, Brig, should you choose a division rival to fit in one of these qualifiers. Here are the qualifiers. Okay. You can pick a cross-country team in your league. If you're in the middle of the country, you have free range, west or east.
Okay.
You can pick a team in the other league. We are fans of AL teams, so we're going to pick teams of within the National League, within the NL. Okay. And then you can also pick a rotating team each year that you pull for and want to do well. Does that make sense?
Rotating team.
Rotating team. Similar to the rotating playoff opponent that you hate, but in contrast, this is a rotating team each year that you look at them and you're like, you know, they're going to be a lot of fun to watch. I'd like to see them do well.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. Okay, I have a couple of questions.
I have a couple of answers.
Our baseball family will also have questions. So the first two stipulations make a lot of sense. It's the rotating one that I have a question for because, like, I have had a different team for the last 3 years. Like,
that's why it's a rotating team. It's just...
So which one do you want to hear about? Do you want to hear about my 2023 rotation or do you want to hear about the last?
Do you have a team for 2024 yet?
No.
Okay, then give us your 2023 team. Maybe we'll come back. Maybe what we'll do is we'll revisit this before the season. We do our meaningless predictions and you can say, this is my rotating team. And that's what we'll do every year. We'll share our rotating team.
Love. Love entirely, Brad.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so the team I was pulling for, okay, got it. It's going into the 2023 season. Okay, I can do that.
Okay. All right, do you want to start with your cross-country team in the American League that you pull for?
Yes. Yes, and this is going to come as quite a shock to some of you.
Okay.
But I pull for Seattle.
And I appreciate that, Brick.
Yeah. I do it because of Brad. I also do it because of Ken Griffey Jr. and Brad. That's it. That's honestly, if I think about American League teams across the country, I am hard pressed because when the Yankees travel to the West Coast, they do poorly often. Not all the time, but it's usually pretty tough on us. So I don't like a lot of West Coast American League teams.
I get it.
Because it's just not okay for us. But if I did have to pick one. Yeah, if I had to pick one, I'm telling you, it's Seattle for sure.
And Julio as well, I'm sure. Sorry, I said that wrong.
Yeah. Julio! Yeah, at this point, that's my guy for sure.
Yeah. Cool. I dig it. I like it a lot. Yeah, you like it a whole lot, Rick. I really appreciate it. I don't want to break your heart, though, because, and I think you know this.
Yeah, I know this.
My cross,
I don't know what you're going to say, but I know this.
Is not the Yankees.
Yeah. Oh,
it is, however, the Orioles.
Ah. Whom I'm not allowed to pick.
You are not allowed to pick. You will be disavowed as a sports fan should you pick the Orioles.
No, I would never.
Your fan card will be revoked forever. But we have talked a lot of times, though, about why this Orioles team is worth cheering for. Correct. Because, and you know what? They might be, they probably should have been in my rotating because I haven't been like cheering for the Orioles like ever until like the last couple of years. But it's because they're a lot of fun to watch. I like Cedric Mullins. I like Adley Rutschman, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I like Gunnar Henderson. Yes. They're a fun team to watch. They're tons of young talent. And they're coming for the AL East.
Oh, yeah.
Coming for it. And they've got something to prove that they're not just a flash in the pan. They're not just, like, not just a 100-win team, right? But that they're going to go out there. And they're hungry this year, I'm sure, that they want to make a run in the playoffs. And I'm pulling for them because there's been a lot of years where that team's been really bad. New ownership, new infusion of energy and money. Let's be honest with that, right?
Yes.
So I would like to see Baltimore do well because they spent so many years in the basement. They've had their peaks, but their valleys have been low.
Real low. Yeah. And nobody hates an underdog story. Like nobody.
That's right. Yep.
I love it.
Okay. Give us your team in the other league. Who's your NL team?
Okay. So it's not that complicated.
Okay.
It's the Cubs.
Okay.
It's the Cubs for a couple of reasons. The 2016 push and success was intoxicating. Like, honestly, if you weren't a baseball fan then, it's okay. Just go watch a documentary. If you are really interested in all the human interest side of things, it's okay. Go read Cubs Way. It's one of the best baseball books I've ever read in my life. Mm-hmm. It chronicles how that team was built in 2016. It tells all the human interest stories for the key players and personalities, both on the field and off the field. Literally magical. The stars aligned, the whole thing. That's 2016. I was recovering from my first back surgery. My wife was pregnant. And so we did a whole bunch of sitting around. And we already watched a lot of baseball, but we watched a lot of baseball that year. And I just was stuck in that recliner, just trying to remind myself that things were going to be okay. And she was stuck in her chair, trying to remind herself that things were going to be okay. The stronger I got, the more mobile I got, the less mobile she got, and the weaker she got. So we went on this cross path. It was hilarious. So our daughter Olivia was born in October on the 3rd. They, you know, made their push through the playoffs and into the World Series. My wife became a major Cubs fan at the time. And so we still, even after her passing, we still root for the Cubs when the National League teams are, especially when the Cubs are doing well, but that's our National League team.
Right on. I can dig it.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
What so about my, you? My National League team, it's pretty simple. I mean, I'm local to a National League team. Mm-hmm. So I feel a lot like a front runner saying that I'm a Diamondbacks fan in a way, mm-hmm. but I make sure that like I use the caveat, like, so you like the Diamondbacks? Well, like just because I'm local. Right.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I'll cheer for them when they play 28 teams. But when they play Seattle, I'm a diehard Mariners fan, and I hope that those Diamondbacks die like dogs every single time. But the next day, when they're playing the Padres, I'm going to cheer for the Diamondbacks because that's how I roll, being a local fan of the Diamondbacks.
Although, tell us, we will die like dogs. You will die like dogs.
You know.
But I do know.
I knew if anybody did.
You shot the invisible swordsman.
That's the best part of that movie. I crack up so hard every single time.
Baseball family, if you caught that movie reference, we need to be friends, okay? Because that is one of the best comedies I've ever seen in my life.
So good. Ugh. So, yeah, my NL team is the Diamondbacks. With the caveat that when they play the Mariners, I will not cheer for the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, still.
So
same. I don't. It's the same.
Okay, so who was your rotating team in 2023 that you were pulling for?
It was Atlanta, for sure. I'm also local to the Braves area, the Braves country, right? I wouldn't say local. I'm not as local as you are.
You're in the market. I mean, if you had cable, that's who you'd be watching.
Well, or they'd be blacked out.
Hell yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Like when we go down to, when we want to watch Major League Baseball, we drive a couple hours to Atlanta. So, definitely going into last season, I was pulling for the Braves. I thought they were an inevitability. I thought it was just a force of nature. And the
we called them Thanos at one point, didn't we?
Yeah, like the juice around here was really thick and intense, and I loved it. Like, so that was my rotation last year for sure.
I can dig it. Yeah. I like it. That's crazy to think about that. Like, I've never in my life been as close to a Major League Baseball team as I am now. Like, I'm like 15 minutes from Chase Field.
For sure.
And it's bananas. It's so crazy. Just being like, like first pitch is in 45 minutes. Let's roll.
Yeah. It's totally different.
And we're there early. It's a completely different experience. It's cool.
Yeah, you're lucky to be that close. We have to make a day of it, but it's still fabulous. It's everything it's supposed to be. And just love it, man.
Yeah.
Plus, the battery is the bomb, dude. Like, oh, when you come out here next time, we've got to find a way to go down there because it is so awesome.
That's cool. And I've been wanting to go to a Braves game for like 30 years. Not even kidding.
Yeah, I was going to say since Chipper Jones and TBS and
Terry Pendleton, baby.
Yeah, because that's when I started it, really enjoying the Braves. I was like 10. 9, 10, and that was
the only
team
did.
On the that was the only team on TV so all the time.
I used to have this little like dice and magnets like baseball game where you'd like move the magnets, right? You know what I'm talking about? They were red and they were blue, and the Braves were always red and the Mariners were always blue, and I knew both lineups top to bottom. Like, okay, here comes David Justice batting, here comes, you know, here comes Fred McGriff.
Awesome.
That's how I played that game. But all right, so your team is the Braves, and I would assume that would be your rotating team a lot for that reason, right?
It changes, but I did go back a few years to try and track it, and my rotating team throughout the years is often a National League team, I found.
Yeah, mine too. Mine too. Yeah. And I think that comes from a lot the fact that like us being fans of American League teams, it's like you go to the Central, it's like, gosh, I hope they crush these guys. Go to the East,
totally.
Yeah, I want them to smoke every one of these guys, and obviously the division, you know. But
yeah
just because there's so much competition, especially as teams that have been on, like the Yankees have kind of been on the fringe of the wild card over the last few years. The Mariners have been in the hunt for wild card. You don't want anybody to win any games in the American League.
No.
I think that
you're bitter by then. Okay, you still have yours. Sorry, I'll wait. I got another question.
I think everybody knows. Rotating? Like, so my rotating team last year is going to be the same team as this year. I'm a Reds fan this year, man.
Yeah,
I'm excited for the Reds. I was excited for the Reds last year. I am super excited for them this year to have some more experience under their belts and to go in. And I think they can contend for the Central.
I think you're right.
I'm pulling for them because they only missed the playoffs by like a game last year.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right.
I think that division might be theirs.
If it's not, I'm confused.
If it's not, I think they'll make the wild card. I think getting a full season of Ellie De La Cruz is going to be so good. And
gosh, dang,
I love watching that team, though. They're so exciting. They're so much fun. And it goes back to we talked about, was it 2020, 2021, about how we'd never seen a group that made losing look so much fun as like Yasiel Puig and Derek Dietrich and those guys.
That's right.
I think that's when it started for me. Yeah. Doing party pumps in the dugout. Yeah.
Yeah, baby. That was so much fun.
It's a blast. Yeah.
And then Sonny Gray was on that team. So you remember? That was awesome, dude.
Yep.
Okay, so do you have an honorable mention? Do you have like an
honorable mention as far as like a rotating team?
Yeah.
Probably the Marlins for no other reason than like I like to see those colors on the field.
Yeah, see, that's kind of where I was headed with it. Is just, do you have just a team that you're like, you know, it's kind of nice? when they're there.
It's like, so the Marlins being on the East Coast and me being like, we're in the Pacific time zone during baseball season. And so 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the Marlins are like always on.
Exactly.
And they're a team that it's easy to sit down and watch because I really don't care if they win or they lose. Yeah. But when you've been watching a 4 o'clock Marlins game just about every day for 3 months, you start to care.
Oh yeah.
Right. Because that's the common denominator that you're watching them play teams from the Central and the West and obviously the East. Right. Mm-hmm. And as you watch them, the Marlins become the common denominator. So it's like, I kind of like to see them win today.
Yep.
And those alternate teals are sick.
Oh, totally. So my honorable mention, and this is going to be heresy to all the purists out there, because I did say I was a Cubs fan. But I love the Cardinals. Like, I love them. I know there's all this hatred and they hate each other and there's bitterness and it's all this. Like, I know everybody's hair just stood on end. I got it. But I love the Cardinals. I love their culture. I love the organization. The ballpark is exquisite. The backdrop is amazing. Their kids area, if you have kids, you go to the kids area. They have some really great ballpark hot dogs, which is a huge deal for me. Some of the best ballpark hot dogs I've ever had in baseball were at Busch.
Wasn't it Orem? So. It wasn't in Orem?
No. It was not in Orem. Brad. That is literally the most offensive thing you ever said to me in my life.
Hey, you know I know. That's why I say that. I've talked about this before, Brig, that my summer with the Orem Owls, I ate probably 10 more hot dogs than I should have, assuming that eventually they would get better, and they never did. They might have gotten worse as the season went.
They definitely got worse. I promise. Dude, I was there.
So bad.
For those of you who have not listened or watched the show, the Orem Owls. This is a callback
to probably 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, the Orem Owls used to be the rookie affiliate of the Angels back in Orem, Utah. And they used to sublet or sublease or co-op or whatever you want to call it, the ballpark on the university.
Don't call it
Utah Valley University's campus. What?
I said, just don't call it Brent Brown Ballpark.
Don't.
I almost lost my job as an intern for doing
you that. You did it as an intern.
Like my second day.
It's not Brent Brown Ballpark. We don't bring him up. It's the ballpark.
The Owls.
It's the ballpark on the Utah Valley University campus. And yeah, it's Go Wolverines.
You know, so I got so. Me and the couple guys I was in the booth with, because my job was to write the post game story, right?
Right.
And so I was with the guy doing Statcast and the guy running the Rapsodo, or it's not the Rapsodo, whatever it is, the PitchCom.
TrackMan.
TrackMan, yes. He was running the TrackMan system for the Angels. So he's an Angels employee, but he was assigned to the Owls. So the three of us would sit in the booth, the only air conditioned room in the entire stadium, just about. Mm-hmm. And we would sit there for like, Brig, I'm not kidding you. It was like, weeks we sat there and we're just like, the home of the Owls sucks. What should we call this place? And we brainstormed and brainstormed forever. Then finally, the three geniuses that we were, it took us so long. We're like, the Nest. We need to call this place the Nest.
The Nest.
It took us weeks to come up with the Nest.
How have you never told me this story?
I don't know. But so we're like, this place needs to be called the Nest, because we thought like the perch. You know, the barnyard, whatever.
Yeah, I was going to say barn. Yeah.
Yeah. And so we came up with the Nest and we took it to the general manager like, hey, we decided we don't like the name the Home of the Owls because it's too generic. It's not catchy enough. So we thought we should call this place the Nest. And he just looks at us and goes, no. And then he walked off.
Like, no.
weeks of effort down the drain. Oh, it was so bad. But.
So for those of you wondering, the Orem Owls are no longer there. They have now moved to Northern Colorado. They play in Windsor, Colorado, and they are an independent league team. So they're the Northern
Colorado. Still part of the Pioneer League, though.
They are.
And no longer Angels colors, either. They've changed their color scheme.
No. The color scheme is now navy blue, gold, silver, and white.
That's a lot.
Which is The only thing they changed was the red. The silver and the red are the only differences.
Okay.
Cool. Because it's gold and white and blue. So they changed red to silver. That's it.
Yeah. Well, cool. Good for them.
Okay.
Very nice sight.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, baseball family, thank you for joining us. Let us know about the teams you love. Like I said, in the spirit of Valentine's Day, we thought we'd spread some love this week instead of hatred like we did a few weeks ago. But let us know the teams you love, your cross country team in your league, your team from the other league, and then a rotating team each year that you like to pull for. If that you think that's crazy, you're just like, I have my team and that is the end of it, then let us know that as well. Because it's maybe okay. We're soft because we will cheer for other teams. But when you have a team that doesn't make the playoffs for 20 years, you got to find ways to stay interested. That's where the team shopping episode comes from every year, too.
Yeah, that's right. That was Brad's inspiration.
Yeah. It's like, you know what I do every year? But anyway, let us know down in the comments. Drop a line
out of his tears.
Yeah. It's like the pensive. Yep.
Yeah.
There it is.
Catch new episodes of the Baseball Together podcast every Tuesday.